Willa Drake and Sonia Bailey were selling candy bars door to door. This was for the Herbert Malone Elementary School Orchestra. If they sold enough, the orchestra would get to travel to the regional competitions in Harrisburg. Willa played the clarinet. Sonia played the flute. They were 11 years old. They lived in Lark City, Pennsylvania. They started from Sonia's house. The plan was that they would begin far off, on Harper Road, and end up back in their own neighborhood.
"Hold the whole carton up when they open the door," Sonia told Willa before they tried the first house. "Not just one candy bar. Ask, would you like to buy some candy bars? Plural."
Sonia poked the doorbell. A two-note chime rang somewhere inside, followed by a silence. But then footsteps approached and the door opened, and a woman stood smiling at them. She was younger than their mothers and more stylish.
"Why, hello, girls," she said, while behind her a little boy came toddling up, asking, "Who's that, Mama? Who's that, Mama?"
Willa looked at Sonia. Sonia looked at Willa. Something about Sonia's expression, so trusting, so expectant, struck Willa as comical, and she felt a little burp of laughter rising in her chest, and then bubbling in her throat. The bubble of laughter turned to whole waterfalls of laughter, and next to her, Sonia broke into sputters and doubled in on herself, while the woman stood looking at them, still smiling a questioning smile. Willa asked,
Would you like,
but she couldn't finish. She was overcome. "Are you two offering to sell me something?" the woman suggested kindly. Willa could tell that she'd probably gotten the giggles herself when she was their age, although surely, oh Lord, surely not such hysterical giggles, such helpless, overpowering, uncontrollable giggles. Willa was mortified. Sonia was the first to give up. She flapped an arm wearily in the woman's direction and turned to start back down the flagstone walk, and Willa followed without another word. After a moment, they heard the front door gently closing behind them.